Hey, we are on the air. Welcome. It's Monday, and it is August 15th, and Seth at BBS just asked us if we're ready, and I said, we're never ready. In fact, Terry and I have both discussed this. Not only are we not ready, after it's done, it's like it never happened. But it does happen, and this is a conference call simulcast. It's actually a four-way conference call. There's Terry, myself, our conference line, and then our extraterrestrial interdimensional friends that don't need a telephone line to connect with us. And those of you who are regular listeners know what I'm talking about, that we have a vibrational connection that happens on this call. So stay tuned, and you can experience it yourself, where we have conversations with a conglomerate group soul called the Ra Group and the Elohim Group, who say, the Elohim Group, they created the physical universe. So there's wisdom, there's understanding, there's information about how things got started here, how things got screwed up, and how you as a human can cope in this period of time, which they call a dimensional shift. And as you may be noticing, our world is changing. I wrote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, in the period from 2000 to 2003. And in that book, which was about David Wilcock and his channelings of a group soul that identified themselves as the Ra Group, all of these changes that we're seeing now were predicted in that book, and more yet to come. If you haven't read it, go to returnofedgar.com. Returnofedgar.com, you can click on, and you can get it from Amazon for $12.97. And I would say that for many people, that's the best deal they ever got. And also, you can get my book about my experiences for free right now at creatorgodbook.com, creatorgodbook.com, free download. It's called The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to Us. What do they want to say? Go get the book. You'll find out. And I'm going to turn it over to Terry, and she has no idea what she's going to say. I can hear her panicking inside. Oh, my God, what am I going to say?
Terry, where are you going?
I'm going to go get the conference line. Terry, for many years, was a mild-mannered legal assistant, attorney office manager by day, and a communicator of the Elohim by night. And she used to go into work and have this blissful glow around her amongst all these, should we call them shark attorneys? They were nice attorneys compared to most attorneys, but
they were really intelligent. I learned a lot from them.
You learned a lot from them?
Oh, yes. Like, to stay on the subject. That's one of the things I
learned. Stay on the subject.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Terry is actually very shy. So, as she steps up to the plate and starts talking, what are you going to talk about? Do you have any idea? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, maybe I should tell them about the tape that they hear at the beginning. We never introduced the tape. Does the tape have a name?
It's called Chiron Wind. You know, actually, I should put the music up again. We had the whole album for sale. It's Daphne's Music. And if you read the book that I told you to download for free, you can read the story of how this voice was chasing me down between two women, Daphne and Terry. And here we are. And even Daphne will be on sometimes, I think. She's starting to get back into it. But let me, Terry, I'll be back in just a short while. I'm going to go get, fetch the conference line. And
okay.
I'll see you shortly, okay?
Yes. Perhaps some of you didn't know that David played instruments. He also sings. David Wolcott, the subject of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And he and Daphne at one point made a tape together where Daphne plays the flute and David plays the drums. So that's what you hear at the beginning of our show. This is the Wind Free Show. Every Monday night at 6 o'clock, that's Pacific time, daylight time, if it's daylight time, or standard time. If it's standard time right now, it's daylight time. Wynn and I are in Sedona, Arizona, which it doesn't go on daylight time. So it's, although it's mountain time, we are on the same time as Pacific Standard, I mean, Pacific Daylight Time. So, this is a simulcast where Wynn goes and gets the conference line that has people from all over the world that are calling in, and they can hear the broadcast and can do interaction as the show progresses, if he wishes interaction at that time. And other people are listening on BBS Radio. BBS Radio is an internet station that broadcasts on the internet, so people all over the world are on the conference, on the internet line, on their computers. We have people all over, people from Australia, New Zealand, England, Finland. There hasn't been so many people from China, although there has been people from China and Taiwan and Hong Kong. But the call falls in the middle of the night, so I think the people over there generally read a transcript or listen to the audio. We do transcripts. We have a wonderful volunteer group that do transcripts, and we send out transcripts and we send out audios so people can listen at a later time if they couldn't make it when the show aired. So do I hear Wynn back yet?
We're back, and I steered the conference line into the call. Is the conference line here?
Yes.
No one else, just one guy, huh? No, is anyone else here?
The line maybe or not?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
We're here.
You're there.
Yeah, we're here, Wynn.
A couple people checked in that were came in while we were switching. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hey, Wynn, this is Julie in Ojai.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, everybody.
Julie and the roosters.
Julie and chickens and dog and cat and one rooster, and I just discovered that it, in ancient times, birds were considered a sign of interest in spirituality.
I see.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
I think you should start a rock band called Julie and the Roosters. Isn't
yeah.
that a great name?
Will you sing for me?
You want me to be a rooster?
Baby Bell, would he make a good rooster? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think he would.
Thank you. Who else is on the line? You can say hello if they want to.
Hey, Wynn, it's Randy in Orange.
Hey, Randy. Now, wait a second. I think I know your last name. Didn't you send me an email recently, right?
Yeah, that's it. And I was on Sunday morning's call.
You were on Sunday morning, and you have a business in Orange County, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I love that sharp memory.
Hey, you might as well tell everybody what your business is, and then send me $10 for giving you an advertisement.
I just sell auto accessories. That's all, Wynn.
Do you have a store?
No, I sell directly to the dealerships.
Hey, you don't know Ron Miller, do you?
Depends. What stores he work at? What dealership?
He doesn't work at a dealership. He actually buys old classics and then drags them to the Pomona swap meet and sells them there.
Wynn. I used to have a website called the Hot Rod. It was MotorWorksDirectory.com, mm-hmm. and I met every hot rodder in Southern Cal. But it's been a while, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, nice to have you. And
thank you, Wynn.
I don't think we have any dealers online, so forget paying for an advertisement. Okay.
Oh, well, I'll leave that to a higher source.
All right. Anyone else want to say hello? It hasn't.
This is Jim from Tom Ball. How are you?
Hey, that was Tom Ball, Texas?
Texas.
Right.
Right. It's right outside of Houston.
Okay. Good to have you. And, you know, today we have a really interesting topic for all of us, because which I didn't put in the headline today. I reran yesterday and I forgot to change the headline in the email. But the topic was how to manifest. How to manifest. Any of you all wonder how to manifest?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we, before we go into it, maybe we could have, if anyone wants to volunteer, like something they really want to manifest that they've had trouble doing, and what their experience was, because they need to get that energy in it. And when we go to the channeling part, they might address that in particular. You never know. Anyone? Now, what is manifestation? Let me just say, manifestation means bringing something about in the real world, in your life, that is not there now. And it could be a love. It could be...
It sounds like you're blowing in your phone.
I'm blowing in my phone? Hang on a second. Thank you. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. It could be more money. It could be a closer connection to spirit, a more direct connection. So, like, you know it's there. It could be... Now, don't say you want to win the lottery. That, you can say that, I guess. But... You know what? I was saying that for a while, about 7 years ago, and, you know, I was getting dream messages quite regularly, and one of the dream messages, they said, here's the numbers, and I woke up and I couldn't remember what they said. I don't know if they were right or not. You know, at different times, I thought, well, maybe they would tell me the lottery numbers. I actually think they could do it. But then I realized that would not be a good thing for them to do. And the reason is, if they told me the numbers to win the lottery, everyone would get on this line for the wrong purposes, okay? the wrong reasons. You know, the goal is to empower yourself, to realize that you're powerful enough to bring something into your life. And being powerful means not just you, but it means it can be you and your own expanded hologram. It doesn't mean power like, I'm going to make this happen. That doesn't usually work. I think there was a guy, what's his name? Very famous. Power versus Force. Wrote a book. And
David Hawkins.
David Hawkins, thank you. And there's a difference between power and force. And power is something you radiate. And force is something like you push really hard. And we want to access our power to make things happen. We want to access the understanding of how to get help, energetic help, from other dimensions to make them happen. We always want to use the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will to make things happen. And each of us has more potential, including me, than we're using. Each of us has more ability to do it. And most of us keep cycling around and wonder why things keep staying the way they are.
Yes.
So does anyone have something to share about something they'd like to manifest that we can put in today's soup?
Yeah, this is Julie.
Yes, Julie.
Yeah, I'd like to manifest a loving husband.
A loving husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally getting lonely with just the rooster.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's chickens too, but it's not the same.
Okay.
Nope. I can't get him to get a job, damn it.
Wait a second. You got to look out for what you ask for. You want a loving husband with a good job.
No, I never asked for that. I'm kidding about the rooster.
Oh, okay.
I'm not asking for a guy with a good job. I'm asking for a loving husband. He'll have plenty. I know he will. No doubt about that. But the rooster, that was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
He won't go to work.
He won't, huh? Well,
no.
He helps the chickens create more chickens, doesn't he?
I have serious questions about his productivity.
Okay.
He'd be the first one to run if there's a hawk.
Okay. He's not very protective.
Well, he is, but he's a baby.
Okay.
He's like, I don't know.
So Julie has a loving husband. And tell me something. Does he have to be super good looking?
Oh, no, I don't want to upstage me.
Okay. And he doesn't have to be rich.
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
It's okay if he's rich. Okay.
You know, and if he's not rich when I meet him, he will be, because I'll empower him.
Okay. There you go. Now, that is a smart woman. She understands something there.
He can be ugly, too. I don't mind him ugly. But
okay.
He's got to be nice. He's got to be very loving.
Okay. And is it okay if he likes sports?
I prefer he doesn't.
Okay. In other words,
tough in America. That's usually ended up with movie producers and writers and maybe someone who wants to play a game of tennis or golf. I mean, I'd rather just eliminate all of that, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Okay.
And they should go for an Indian guy, and he does yoga.
And anyone else have something
yes.
they'd like to?
Yes. Who yes. Yes.
Who is that?
Lisa.
Lisa, mm-hmm. I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to manifest a larger place to live. I've been in my apartment way too long.
larger place. Does that mean you need to manifest more money, right?
Yes, yes.
Or either more money or a bargain, right?
Yeah, were it not for the money situation, I would have had a bigger place.
Unless somebody dies and donates their place to you.
Well, you can always hang on your hopes on that.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Now, listen, keep in mind, if anyone wants, this is the time for synchronicities. If anyone wants to be a husband, email me and I'll send it to Julie. She lives in Ojai. You know, she's kind of artistic. You have to be strong. She's very strong-willed, so you have to be strong to be around her so she doesn't run over.
Oh, I don't know about that. He doesn't know me that well.
And
they can call and find out for themselves.
They can call and find out. Okay.
I'm very loving and I'm funny.
She's very funny and she's an actress.
Yep.
And if anyone has a house to get, if anyone wants a house or a big apartment, does it have to be in San Francisco? Lisa?
Oh, I was just thinking about the answer. Not necessarily, but my first choice would be San Francisco.
The Bay Area, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
How about Berkeley?
Sure.
How about Palm Springs?
Sounds kind of nice.
Okay.
It's a little warmer there, isn't it?
Yeah. You just need to have the money to pay your air conditioning bill.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And who else?
This is Zoe. I'd like to have my writings be widely read in the public, to a public that they will be helpful to. So I have to get them published.
Now, have you put them up on the web?
Not yet.
That's the first thing. You know, anyone can put anything on the web.
I'm trying to get that together.
When you get it up on the web, I can send a link out to our group and say, hey, read Zoe's writing.
Well, I know, but I want a publisher.
Zoe, I'm going to tell you, excuse me for saying this, but publishers do not mean that your writing gets read.
Well, I know that, so that's why I'm asking that it should be read. And,
right.
I want both to have a publisher and to have the publisher put the material in the hands of or in reach of people who it will be bring good to their lives to read it.
Mm-hmm. Being an author and having a book out there, I can tell you. Now, let me just say, you can hold your vision because you can make something happen beyond anything I say, potentially. But the way that I have watched things work in the world is publishers want to know that people like you. For example, David Wilcock just got a publishing deal with a big publisher in New York. And the reason he did is because he had 2 million hits on his website. And
I've heard this before, yes. That's the point. I'm willing
very
to
Very few publishers. Also, in today's world, the way things are working now is not the way they worked 5 or 10 years ago. The Internet has changed everything. There is so much material available for free that you have to think, why would somebody buy your book?
Well, I have somebody who is already willing, has read it, and is interested and is in a position to help me to get an agent for me.
Good. All right.
So,
well, don't pay any attention to me then, okay?
No, I didn't tell you that before. How could you?
Just that I know it's incredibly challenging.
Well, I know that. I really know that because I have been working at it for like 25 years.
I see.
So
okay.
It's really difficult, but this is a work I think is that was inspired. I was inspired to write it, and I think it's supposed to reach people. And so I want that to happen.
Okay. What's your subject?
This is spiritual writing or metaphysical writing? What kind of writing?
No, it's a historical novel that was a past life that a friend of mine felt he had lived. And it's a life that was lived in the 1100s in the Second Crusade. And the thing that was gripping to me about the story was that he lived in times that were every bit as difficult as ours or worse. And he never once in his whole lifetime lost his integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a whole spiritual message that doesn't, you know, come up and slap you around, but is just inherent in the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're broadcasting that, so if anyone that's listening wants to read it, email me, and I'll make sure Zoe gets it. Anyone else have something?
Yes, this is Edna, and I would like to manifest. I would like to remember my past life, like to remember my abilities, like to use it.
Remember past lives. Okay, you better put for the highest good of all concerned on that one.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyone else?
I would like to meet Wynn and Terry and Daphne in Houston, Texas.
Well, that's easy. Just send us plane tickets, rent us a hotel. We'll all be there.
You know, it's really strange to have a town this large and have such a very tiny amount of spiritual activities like these types of things going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what's your name?
Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
It's interesting to have a world this large and have so few people that even have the first clue of what's going on.
That's true.
That's true.
But thank you, Jim. You know, that one is really possible. All we got to do is make an event happen in Houston, right?
Right.
And we'll show up. Maybe Daphne would, but Terry and I would. You know what? Terry and I would show up for Motel 6, but if Daphne's coming, it has to be the Hilton. She would stay at Motel 6. All right. Anyone else?
Yes, Wynn, I would love, and I want to ask for a message today and what you're doing, your great work with Terry and Daphne, and with all our sources to become something big that many, many, many people will not only reach it, but that they will profit from it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, all of you, find Oprah's website and tell her about us.
Good idea.
And then find George Norrie's email and tell him about us. Even though he knows about me. But
Whose website, sorry?
George Norrie, Coast to Coast.
Okay.
Who else's website? You know, if you send enough emails out, see, the challenge is, how do you tell somebody about me without them thinking, not only am I a wacko, but you're a wacko? Hi, I think Winfrey would be a great guest of yours. He and his girlfriend are on the air, and they talk to this source that says they created the physical realm. They started religion. And it's really important for people to hear about it. You ever try calling somebody up and telling them that?
Actually, yes. And the results were not favorable.
No. But, you know, that's why I'm giving my book away now. Just get them curious and say, go to this guy's site and get his book. Because then they can read the story and you won't lose your friends.
Maybe send a link to Oprah and to George.
Send a link to Oprah and George. I handed George my book 2 times, okay?
Hmm,
so.
And the book is really good.
Pardon me?
The book is really good.
Thank you.
When is the line still open?
The line?
Yeah, I didn't know if we were muted yet. This is Dee Collier.
Yes. Hi, Dee.
Nice to hear you.
Did you hear what we're talking about now?
I just got on.
The topic tonight is manifestation. How to bring something about that you want to bring about for the highest good.
Wonderful.
So people are volunteering things that their own challenges. And it can be anything. It could be anything for money, love, spiritual growth. But it should be something that's possible, okay? You know, if you want to learn to manifest, sometimes there's a sales technique that is, if you go to salesman school, what they tell you is they say, if you're selling something to someone, make them say yes 4 times and then ask for the sale, okay?
Yeah.
Don't just go right to ask for the sale. So, for example, let's suppose somebody's talking to George Norrie, and they wanted to introduce me to him. They might say, George, have you heard of Winfrey? And he would say, yes. Did you enjoy his book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce? And he would say, yes, because I know he read it. And then they might say, do you think he's sincere? And George would say, I think so, yes. And then you say, how come you haven't had him on your show? And, geez, I don't know, you're right, he should be on, right? You follow? That probably wouldn't work with George, okay? But the idea is, to say things that bring a person to say yes. Because if you make them say yes 3 or 4 times, and then you ask for what you really want, they're in a yes state of mind, okay? and so you really increase the chances that they'll say yes. Okay, here's another one. Julie meets this guy. Can I use you, Julie? You're not going to get mad at me. You're not going to sue me for defamation of character.
As long as you're nice, Wynn.
Okay.
You better be nice.
As long as I'm nice.
Really?
I don't know. It's a stretch, but I'll try. Okay. Julie is next to this guy, and she thinks, this is a guy I could really like. Now, imagine she's sitting next to him. She says, you want to be my husband?
Oh, God. That'll have to be the bush.
No, she wouldn't do that. So, but she could say something like, do you live alone? And he'll say, yes.
Way too forward.
That's right. You can't do that now. I don't know.
I hate to say this, Wynn, but you have no clue how to be a woman.
Well, I've never tried to pick up a man yet, so.
Well, you should give it a try, and then come back to me, and you'll be able to coach me better.
All right. You're not a good example, Julie.
Have you ever spoken with Mike Quincy, Wynn?
Mike Quincy. He interviewed me, actually.
He did. I was wondering if he had ever.
I was on his show quite some time ago. He's in Australia, correct?
To be honest, I'm not sure where he is.
He's either Australia or England, okay? All right.
I think it's England.
Yeah. Now, for those of you that are listening, we don't usually do this kind of conversation at the beginning, but occasionally we do. And, sometimes people say, Wynn, shut up. When are they going to channel? When are they going to talk to us? And they're kind of missing the point, because when you just want to listen to channeling, it makes it sound like, tell me what to do. We're all worthless. Wynn is worthless. Wynn doesn't know anything. We just want to hear it from those guys. And nothing could be further than the truth that each of you is part of it all. And part of manifestation is moving into worthiness. Part of it is. And
yes, right.
Who said that?
It's Catherine. I just joined the call. So.
Hi, Catherine.
I'm sorry. And I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. moving into worthiness. And that is easier said than done, okay? It's easier said than done because you can't just think yourself into worthiness. Everyone here, everyone listening has had many, many, many lifetimes of feeling totally worthless. And we're trained to feel worthless, most of us. I'm not saying everyone. I said everyone, I should say most of us. Our parents felt worthless. And in the world, when you feel worthless, most people respond to you like you are. That's the way the world works. So you keep getting feedback for being worthless, and then you start to believe it on a very deep level. And how do you switch from worthless to worthy? Worthless to worthy. That's not the topic of tonight's talk, but it is a point regarding manifestation. And it came up because of people that will sometimes say, Wynn, how come you're not letting them talk? How come you're hogging the stage? How come all you guys are talking? Because they're not talking, you're talking. What are we taking the time up to have you talk? Because every time each of you comes forward and says something, not only are you throwing your shoe into your chip into the rink, into the, what's that? I'm not saying it right, the chip into the
That's
not exactly right. You're throwing yourself into the light. You're also making yourself worthy enough to have a bunch of people listen to you. And you're not being self-conscious about it. And each of you represents something that a million people are going through. And when you share it, you are holding the consciousness for the million people that that didn't share it, and you spoke up and said it. You'd be of service. And when you do that, there's a feedback that comes into you that says, I mean, you're not even thinking it. It feels good. It feels good to be able to speak in front of people, not to be egotistical, just to be yourself. And no one's saying, Julie, what did you say that for? Be quiet. Julie, excuse me for making you the bat boy today.
Oh, God, not unless he got me on my head on a rock. He's turned me into a boy now.
The bat girl.
I'm going to have to come and get you in. That's it.
Right. But in any case, worthy, when you come into the calls and you really grasp, particularly on our Sunday call, that just by showing up, you're doing a service to the planet. And you really grasp that. Not believe it, but you get how it all works. And that if no one down here held the space for this energy to come in, this realm would be toast. And when you get that you're doing that, and you're supporting that, and your presence is casting a vote into the collective, it starts to make you feel, starts the beginnings of a sense of worthiness. I remember Carla Ruckert said, and this kind of blew me away when she said this. I forget if she said it in her books or she said it publicly, but they said, you know, they had this small group in Louisville, Kentucky, that was a channeling group. This was back in the 80s. And, you know, they were channeling, they were not channeling Ra. They were channeling for a few years all kinds of things, including discarnate souls. And then Ra came through her. And then at some point, Ra said, Ra is a group soul that is responsible for a lot of the evolution, spiritual evolution on this planet. So they say, Ra said they waited hundreds of years to find a group with the purity of intent where they could come through and it would be okay. You realize that? Hundreds of years for a group that would have the purity of intent for them to speak through. You see, when you're channeling group souls, it's different. It's not just some discarnate entity that has something to say, wisdom. It's activating a part of the universe, activating it and bringing it into this realm. And historically, it gets abused. People go on power trips. People go on ego trips. People go and do all kinds of things, and it turns negative, even to the best of their intentions. So they found a group that they trusted to hold the energy. And, you know, we've never asked them that. Well, I did. I said, how long has it been since someone has figured out this connection between the Ra group and the Elohim group? And they answered it. Now, I'm going to give you the answer. I don't know if this is the right answer. I'm going to tell you what they said. 25 million years. Okay. So what we're doing here, I mean, you know, I don't feel exalted, you know. I feel like, geez, I got more responsibility than I ever thought I dreamed of wanting to have, you know. It's like, this is a rare opportunity of what we're doing. And, you know, they extended the trust of bringing this through, and we haven't violated the trust. And you haven't violated the trust. So many of you that are holding the space for it. And you can pat yourself on the back for doing that, all of you who are listening to these tapes and feeling the energies of it. And what time is it? It's 6:41, and now people are going to say, we're off in 15 minutes, and they haven't talked to us yet. So I'll tell you what, let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And I thank all of you who volunteered, and whoever's doing the transcript tonight is going to have a lot of fun reading this. And, you know, as each person tells their story, they're telling not just their story, they're telling their piece of the puzzle. And it is all so important. And I thank you all who came forward and shared. And, you know, I was going to give my little bit on manifestation, okay? And then we'll, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, there has to be a physical action that's taken to cause something to happen. And prior to the physical action, there has to be either a prayer or a high intent reaching into spirit so you can attract it to you. So what do I mean by physical action? Let me say that I have watched people who have been on our calls. Some of you have watched them. Some of you don't know all the things that happen, but somebody that had a house for sale for many, many months, no one looked at it. They started putting it in the light, and the next week they had three offers, and they got their asking price. They were prepared to go down 25% and they got their asking price. Someone else sold their house after putting it in the light. And, of course, there's different healings and this and that. So if you really want something, you have to take a physical action. But prior to the physical action, you have to pray. I don't like the word pray because it sounds like a religion, but you have to hold the visualization in your mind of what you want to happen. For example, if you're going to call somebody, like if I was Lisa, okay, I would put an ad in the paper and I'd say, very good, reliable tenant with stable income, needs a great place to live at not too much money, can do caretaking, can do a little help in this way or that, like to live in a nice neighborhood, blah, 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 blah. Put your phone number or your email. That's the physical action. You can't make something happen without putting a footprint into the world that wants something to happen, okay? And then before you do that, if you're on Light Body, I mean, if you're on a team shift, if you're on one of those calls, for a few days, keep putting that out into the light. Contemplate on it. See the holograms connecting. Write your ad in such a way that it has energy to it, that people can feel you, as opposed to saying, looking for a nice house, call Lisa, you know? Make them feel you. They say something that makes your own really nice tenant, long-term, reliable income, looking to get a more spacious space, not much money, but can house sit, can do different things to help justify the separation and what your place might be worth and what I can afford. And if you held the energy for that and put that out for 2 months, I'd be willing to bet you'd get a phone call for just the right place. You see, you have to take a physical action. You know, there's do. Being is holding the space for it to happen, visualizing it, seeing it. And seeing that whoever you get involved with is going to be totally blessed because they do that with you. And that's the being. The doing is putting the ad in the paper. Now, for example, Julie, she's muted now, so she can't talk back to me. I'll give you an example. I want to meet this nice guy. Well, what you do is, one example, many things you could do. You know, first, you hold it in the light. You visualize it. You see the person. Some people say you should write it down. Write down all the details of it. And then go to the library. But go to the library in Malibu if you want somebody that's well-to-do. Go to the library in Santa Barbara or Montecito. Don't go to the library in a more impoverished area, okay? And just dress really nicely and give it up to spirit and do that once or twice a week to the point where you forget you're looking for somebody because you can't really remember you're doing that. You've got to be in the moment so your radiance moves out from you. But whatever it is, you've got to visualize it, and then you have to take an action. And, of course, if it's for the highest good, when you visualize it, you'll get support in your visualization from these guys on the other side. And remember, they are you. So the part of you that's there wants the part of you that's here to be happy and to have things that make you happy, if things make you happy. So on that note, Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
I I think it's 6:48, but I don't think they have anyone in the time slot, so we could go another 10 or 12 minutes on that, okay?
You're doing really good.
I'm doing good?
Yeah, you're doing really good on how to manifest here.
I am?
Yeah.
Visualize
and take an action.
Pardon me?
Visualize and take an action. That's really right on.
It's very simple, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not complicated.
No, it's not complicated. Of course, it has to be in your flow. In other words, if you just started taking piano lessons and you wanted to be a member of the Boston Philharmonic, it's probably not going to happen, right? It's not
right.
In the flow. It doesn't fit. But if you were taking piano lessons and you were going to play for your family, you could do that. That's easy. Your family would always say it's good. But you know what I mean. It's kind of like if Julie's looking for a person, then and she wants somebody that's at least can take care of themselves. Because you never know when it's going to happen. Do you know what I've noticed is when you do this and it happens, it is so easy that you think it couldn't be it because it was supposed to be hard. And sometimes, I mean, I'll say for myself, I've missed the very thing that I was asking for because it was so easy. And then it walked away and I said, oh, my God, that was it. So you have to be careful not to let that one happen. In any case, let's bring in the light and ask some questions on this topic and see what comes up. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. Feel them coming in, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now, and we await for our sources to identify themselves.
We greet you on the left side of the One Infinite Creator. This is Ra On. This is August 15th. 2011, and we are delighted to make contact with each and every one of you today. We are aware of the manifestation and your talk and your desire to learn more about manifestation. When we move from non-existence to existence, we are manifesting, and we have a flow. And if one is in a flow, if one is in movement, then it makes it easier to manifest, as you can pick up and intersect, come in contact with more opportunities when you are in a flow in emotion. Therefore, it is normally necessary for you to take some action. It doesn't really matter the action doesn't have to be perfectly correct, as the universe will guide you. For instance, if the writing of Zoe could be on the internet, this is an action, and then it exposes Zoe to more ideas, and just the action of putting it up gets the emotion going, and in the making of the motion, then there are more opportunities for discussion, for ideas that someone might send in, for interaction concerning it, for feedback, and it gives energy coming back to one because one is in motion and one is bringing in energy on the subject. This gives encouragement, which then increases one's ability to manifest and the confidence that one can make a manifestation, even if it isn't to start out with the ultimate final destination. It can get more and more perfect toward the ultimate manifestation as more opportunities arise and one sees how to channel the energy.
Could Terry move the mic slightly away from her mouth? It's a little bit distorted, but we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. For instance, concerning the message today in getting the group bigger and bigger of people who are helped and paying attention to the work that Terry Wynn and Daphne are doing, and we as the Elohim are doing, as the action is taken of putting it on the internet, the action is taken of doing the broadcast of answering the question, it brings a bigger body of data that one could then work with. It brings an opportunity for more and more people to come in contact, which then can grow the more people that become interested.
Something that someone could do is that one of that, see that happening? Just every day, take 15 minutes, scan the internet, find some metaphysical people, find some people and say, I think you'd enjoy this book. I saw your website. Go ahead. This has really contributed to my life. And then they just say www.creatorgodbook.com. The author thought it was so important that he's putting it out for free. And do that every day. And you never know what's going to happen. Somebody reads it and says, wow. Then they put it on their Facebook page, and 3,000 people suddenly say, I'm going to get that book. And you never know what domino is going to hit a whole bunch of dominoes. So it happens because of our efforts. And little things like that, you never know which one. You create the high intent. You start searching the internet. When I do this, I find the spirit starts guiding me. And even on the internet, it's like in the old days you had to drive around, walk around, meet people. Now there's billions and billions of people on the internet. And of those billions of people, many of them can be contacted. And, you know, you never know. You might change one person's life. You might change 5,000 people's lives through one email, and you never know which email is going to do it. So you don't do it with any thought of response. You just do it consistently. And anyone that's listening, feel free to do that. You don't need my authority to do it. It's something that could make a big difference. And I'll ask the question. There's two things. Yes.
Say a few words about Beast's desire to manifest a larger place to live. actually getting out there, looking on Craigslist, seeing what people have available, what opportunities there are, someone to house it, to just take a look at what opportunities there are. It starts the motion going. And one has to be careful that one uses discernment and answering ads and determining what's out there. However, by sorting through it and using discernment, one can find opportunities that if one didn't take any action, they wouldn't know about. And concerning Edna, we're desiring to know her past lives. Her past lives are with her. Everything is happening at the same time. The past lives are all there. And so paying attention to the dreams, writing it down, paying attention to deja vu's, paying attention to the pictures she may be seeing gives one a clue to the orientations she is feeling, the interest she is feeling. Connect her this life experience or connect it up to other life experiences, and it can grow as just little flashes. And then the little flashes can become bigger flashes, and like a puzzle being put together, and you've got a piece here and a piece there and a piece over here, but it keeps making more and more sense as the discovery of one's past growth.
You know, one of the things I've learned about rich people, that one of the qualities which is at their highest on their list whenever they're looking to do anything with anyone is trustworthiness. And if you want to find somebody that needs somebody to watch their house or to be in the guest house, and you make a resume with references and all the reasons that they can trust you, because it's not so much about talents or abilities, a little bit about that, but the trustworthiness, because rich people don't want to look and over your shoulder. They don't want to monitor everything you're doing. They don't want to see if you're stealing from them. They want to know that that they set you and you do what you do, and they don't have to watch you. And then they get a job done, and their freedom is not impinged upon. So there's all kinds of rich people out there that are looking for people they can trust. So if you're looking for an opportunity, make yourself trustworthy and put something together that communicates your trustworthiness to someone else, and it makes it easy for them. Particularly references, people that know you for a long time, that will say something nice about you. And let's see.
We might suggest also that the other way, it can be the other way around too, where she may wish to put to obtain references of the people to make sure they are trustworthy.
That's right. To make sure that you're not getting involved with someone that is going to do you in. I mean, how many times do people get jobs and they're promised this and that and the other thing, and they work and there's supposed to be a balloon payment at the end, and then they never got the balloon payment, and the person says, see you later. And it's hard to fight a rich person. You can, but they'll spend the money for lawyers and whatever and find all the reasons to try to prove that they don't owe it to you. So the other thing is, let me ask the question, what's the best way to create the visualization and the support from the higher realms in bringing through a manifestation?
to ask and to even in a group like Team Shift to have several people asking so that the vision is intensified and to put down the vision exactly what it is do you desire so that you can put out that vision. Keep that vision in mind. For instance, let's take Julie's circumstance. So Julie, although she's not with somebody right now, can have a vision of what she would like, an interaction that she would like, functions she would like to attend, or things she would like to do with the other person, and vision them doing this thing together, going on a picnic. And then when she has these things in mind, then as she meets somebody, she can see whether the other person likes similar things to do. And she can then, in her mind, when she finds somebody that likes similar things, to put out possibilities of things that they can do together, or see that the other person suggests something that Julie would like to do and has interests in the area that Julie would like to participate in. And then as individuals that she knows talks about their friends, see how that reads to Julie. Like someone may be talking about a friend who likes to go to this function or do this or go to picnics and likes the home life, likes tending chickens, and something that they can share together and say, that would be an interesting person to meet, and work out a circumstance where they could do something together and share humor or something that they both like.
Thank you. Well, you know what? It's 7:06. We've gone over. I think we've covered the topic. I'll open up the lines and just see if anyone wants to say anything. And if there's any comments in closing. But don't ask a direct question, but they'll cover it, okay? It's funny if we didn't cover something. Hang on.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
All right, everyone's unmuted. And you guys that are listening on the radio, if you ever want to call our conference line, you can. Or, you know, if you called on the BBS number, Seth would have interrupted and said, Wynn, you've got a call, and you could have made a comment. So anyone that's on the line, on the conference line, I think you're all unmuted now. Have anything to say or ask about all of this?
One question, Vin, that I would like to ask still is, in addition to, as was suggested, simply ask, what is the best way to ask?
Okay, what is the best way to ask? Okay, anyone else have something? Okay, that's a really good.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted.
Okay, everyone's muted. I'd like to make a comment from my own experience. And you know how they said moving puts you in cross reference to other energy fields, which starts things in motion. I find myself, when I get into a state of motion, and I think I experienced this in a very high degree when I was younger and I was hitchhiking. And I had this amazing daily experience of synchronicities. And I got into this, I guess I'd call it a zone, where things would cross my mind and they would happen. It was almost like I was synchronized with the universe. I had let go of all my grounding and just tossed everything to the fate, to circumstances, to coincidence. And I didn't, when I first did it, I didn't know what would happen. And then I found myself in a zone. And even now, you know, I'm planning on taking a trip, doing things on the road, just by myself. And I know that when I do that, I will attract circumstances that I wouldn't attract if I'm just sitting in a room in Sedona. That's one of the things that I do. So the question is, how do we ask, and how do we get in the zone to know we're heard?
The answer is when you ask, let's say that you are just simply by yourself and you are asking, and it is with the intensity with which you intend something. It is with how you visualize something happening, how you envision it within your mind, how much you desire it. This adds a great deal. And then when you add motion to it, where you are actually doing the work to make it happen, you are putting forth some effort, that adds to the intention. It shows good faith that you are working towards it. And this is one way to ask. It doesn't have to be in words. It doesn't have to be in even if it's visualized, it helps. But if it's not visualized, if there's just this strong intention, then it's still good. It all helps. It all moves together towards, it's not only us that hear an answer. It is the universe. It is the intelligence around you. It is the vibrations that you put forth that synchronize with someone else's vibration who meets the other half of the equation. And when the other half of the equation is met and there is resonance, then it can't help but come together. And the greater the resonance, the greater it comes together. Does this help?
Yes. I used to think the thought that if I'm looking for something, there's someone that's looking for me. And there is somebody that's looking for you. There's somebody that's out there that wants to find you, just as you want to find them. And how do you create the circumstances for the two of you to find each other? That's where the movement and the action comes into play. Okay, so on that note, it is 7:13, and I'll repeat, give our book away, creatorgodbook.com. And everyone here just gave three of those away by email a day, we would start expanding like crazy. And it is working. The book is impacting people. And most people don't think you're crazy when they read the book. It's got too much backup to it. We'll be on Wednesday. If you have questions, questions@messageaday.net, send them in. And thanks to everybody, and thanks to our sources. And we're going to, let me see here.
All callers are unmuted.
Everybody's unmuted, so we can hear you. And we'll see you later.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night,
all.
Bye.
You stop conference recording. Press your conference recording has stopped.